You know, you probably would not pour molten wax onto a piece of cloth on purpose. Unless you are making batik, then dripping and scraping that wax and dipping the cloth into various colors, you could create works of art. President Obama's mother was drawn to this art when she lived in Indonesia. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says some of those first family fabrics are on view in Washington.
The Indonesian embassy gave a party for the batiks, and President Barack Obama's half-sister Maya came.
Do you remember your mother wearing any of these dresses that she made from the Indonesian batik?
She wore batik almost every day.
This was when Maya and her big brother Barack lived in Jakarta. Their mother, Anne Dunham, had married an Indonesian in 1967 and began collecting local textiles.
These batiks were seen on the street in the 60s. Everybody wore batik.
Maddie Bell Gettinger, research associate at Washington's Textile Museum, where Anne Dunham's collection is on exhibit.
And how much would they cost? Oh, about $6, $7.
Young Barack Obama's mother didn't buy fancy batiks, nothing antique or party ready. But Maddie Bell Gettinger says Anne Dunham had an educated eye, and her unusual beige or cocoa or coffee-colored batiks with their elaborate white, black, or dark blue patterns were carefully chosen and often lived in.
Anne Dunham wore this pattern a lot, and you'll see pictures of her wearing this pattern, and it looks good on her.
She had clothing made of batiks to fit her dimensions, which were robust, and she would go and speak to the batik sellers and the batik makers, and she became very much a part of their lives and incorporated their stories into her love for the crafts.
Presidential sister Maya Sutera Ng. That's a loving daughter for you, describing her mother as robust. The Textile Museum's Gettinger says as a one-time weaver, Maya's mother came to understand Indonesian culture through its fabrics.
Cloth is the marker of society, and she was naturally drawn to cloth and to cloth that was made locally.
What do you mean it's a marker of society, cloth?
All cloth reflects some element of a society. This in particular, batik, what you wear, the size of the motif itself, and how you wear it all reflect some aspect of where you fit in society.
President Obama's sister Maya says her mother studied traditional cloth the way she studied Indonesia. She was an anthropologist as well as an enthusiastic collector.
She would purchase the batiks and then she'd bring them home and she'd say, I've got to go fondle my purchases, she said. And so she'd go and she'd take them all out and lay them everywhere and really sort of appreciate and enjoy them as cloth, as testament to the stories of the people who made them as ornament. She genuinely loved them.
Anne Dunham went on to work with microcredit programs that helped batik artists and other village artisans in Indonesia. She was just 52 when she died of ovarian cancer in 1995. Her high school teacher daughter, Maya, and her president's son, Barack, became the keepers of her beloved collection of intricately patterned batiks. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
You can see some of Anne Dunham's batiks and family pictures of her wearing them at npr.org, and the batiks are at the Textile Museum until August 23rd.